This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. You're listening to the best of America Tonight. Tragedy outside of Seattle. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. That's where we start. I'm going to dive right into it. It was an inaugural trip, a trip that unfortunately ended in tragedy and the loss of life. The Amtrak train was going 80 miles an hour. It ended up dropping off of an overpass and threatening the people who were driving to work below. It was, again, its first run out of DuPont, Washington. It was an overpass in Washington state on Monday morning that was chaotic. 14 train cars, picture this, flying into midair onto cars on a highway below. Wow. Three people dead, about 100 people injured, four of them seriously. I just had a check of that. And that holds up. So what a tragedy this is. Even the governor just said, listen, we are holding our hearts, in our hearts, everyone on board and praying for the injured. They're our top priority. I know first responders are doing what they can, and that's exactly what happened. They responded immediately, the emergency crews, all of that. It was Amtrak 501. It left just before 8 o'clock in the morning. So donuts, coffee in hand, boom. From Tacoma, this new high-speed service. The train can carry up to 250 people. About 80 people were on board. There were five crew members, and one tech was on the train, too, at the time. So, boy, it just derailed. The emergency doors on the train didn't work. Passengers were panicking and kicking out train windows. And the whole thing about this is the tracks are owned not by Amtrak, but by somebody else. They're owned by Sound Transit. So previously they were owned by BNSF, a very big name in the business of trains, and were used for freight and military transport for the most part. People described the derailment from the highway like it was a movie. But it was scary that people just that were driving just tried to avoid each other on the road and the collision. They saw smoke, the passenger train hanging from an overpass on the freeway. So they're still looking into what caused that. The NTSB is very careful before they release any findings. What a tragic, tragic event. So much so, of course, the president's going to have something to say about when he's asked about it and said, what can he say? Let me begin by expressing deepest sympathies and heartfelt prayers for the victims of the train derailment in Washington State. He was speaking at the Ronald Reagan Building in Washington, D.C. And he did make a point that I agree with. He said, it's all the more reason why we have to start immediately fixing the infrastructure of the United States. The infrastructure, we know this. We have lists of bridges that are ready to collapse. So we know infrastructure is a problem, of course. Very sad. Because you had lots of people who wanted to experience, again, it wasn't a pack train, but you had a lot of people that wanted to experience the first. And all was going well for a very, very short time. Short, short time. All right, we're going to move and dash in a couple of different directions. I think that that is the buzz in the backyard. Can you imagine being on a train and then that happens? But another part of what the buzz is this bombshell post from the Washington Post about Mueller, who is leading the ex-FBI director, the investigation into Russia. There's this weird story about it might take another year. So how much is that going to cost? You've got the White House lawyers that are going to meet with Mueller in his office, and they're trying to figure out what's going to happen next. I mean, what's the next move? White House lawyers pledging to cooperate with Mueller, Trump and his allies accusing the Justice Department and the FBI of bias and overreach. So there's problems upon problems, and there's paper, like you wouldn't believe it, you could probably wrap it around the outside of the White House 10 times, meaning all of the emails and whatever else the evidence boxes are filled with. I don't think it's come to a close. I know that. But how much longer do we go? How much longer does this take? And what does it yield? If it yields something that's incredible, that's one thing. If it's just more of the same, and there already has been, there already have been heads that have rolled, but I'm saying if there's something more they're digging for, what is the something more? What is the something more? The blackout at the airport in Hartsfield, Atlanta. I just met people that were going through Atlanta, and I think they missed that blackout. But this made me think of this immediately, and people wrote about it, I think, today. But there is a plan. Think of a plan for a terror attack. What would work? How classic would that be? To make people blind, to make areas not operational. Thousands of people trapped in a restricted place without directions. How do they find an exit? That was the chaos that was Atlanta. So suicide bombers would have a field day. Holiday travel. The rippling effects of paralyzing an airport. A big one, our biggest airport. As of Monday, more than 1,200 flights had to be canceled as a result of the Atlanta blackout. Normally, about 275,000 passengers, the equivalent of the population of a small city, go through that airport every single day. You know, it's funny. I've only flown in recent times through Atlanta maybe twice. And I had problems both times because of not a blackout. Something that happened with planes, it was just coincidental. But the blackout, I think, is incredibly scary. Incredibly scary. All right, you want some good news? You ride the stock market, you diversify your portfolio. The Dow has risen to 5,000 points in a year for the first time ever. Did you hear what I said? Ever. A 140-point rally Monday sent it to that all-time high. That's pretty incredible that it's at that high. Wow. Just incredible. Let's go to David in San Francisco. Hey, David, we're up against it. What's up?
Short version. Hi, Kate. Long time no talk.
I know. What's on your mind?
Well, I could do a short version, or is there an ad? And back after that.
Do a short version. Give it to us.
Well, America used to be a magnet of freedom. And we would get all of the best revolutionaries in the world who were escaping the kings and tyrants. So we would get the most clever, independent thought. And, of course, we had the best inventions because we were getting the clever people.
Oh, yeah.
Now we got people who are terrified that Trump is the next Hitler. And they are actually not coming to America like they used to. You know, the revolutionaries, you know, who are trying to escape death squads and whatnot,
right.
They don't know where to go. So this is the protection of being able to attract all of the smartest and brightest of the people of the
is what we need. I'm going to jump on you there. Thanks, David. Is what we need to help us thwart what, the terrorists? Stay with us.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Kate Delaney. This is the best of America tonight. The gift of travel. It could be yours. That's what that sound means. I implore you to go to travelwithdk.com because I'm so bloody excited about this giveaway. DK, the award-winning publisher of DK Eyewitness Travel Guides, team it up with Delta Vacations, the official vacation provider of Delta Airlines, to give people the chance to win travel packages. Yep, that could be you. This holiday season with the gift of travel sweepstakes, DK Eyewitness Travel and Delta Vacations will give away a trip to New York, Ireland, London, and Italy. Plus, we got Mexico coming up, too. Grand prize winners will receive a package for two that will cover airfare and hotel accommodations, a $100 gift certificate. Woohoo! Delta Vacation sunglasses, a DK Eyewitness Travel Guide for the destination you'll be visiting. I think it sounds good. I want to go right now to every single one of those locations. Anyone want to go with me? So check this out. Each day this week, you can win a copy of the Eyewitness Travel Guide New York City, Eyewitness Travel Guide Ireland, Eyewitness Travel Guide London, Eyewitness Travel Guide Italy, as well as Delta Vacation sunglasses. Enter for your chance to win the grand prize to one of these fabulous locations from Delta Vacations. All you have to do is go to travelwithdk.com. Travelwithdk.com. No purchase necessary. I got to say this stuff to you. Open to U.S. 48 residents in any of those 48 states except Alaska and Hawaii. Sorry. 21 plus. Enter by 11:59:59. Do you like that? That's precision. P.M. Eastern on December 29th. Sponsors, of course, Delta Vacations. Full terms available at travelwithdk.com. Travelwithdk.com. I love all those spots. And I've seen the guides, and they are phenomenal. Oh, if you just wanted the guide, it would make you want to go to the place so badly. I think they're the best guides I've seen. I've seen the other guides that are out there, and they're good, Lonely Planet, etc. But these are pretty chunky. I mean, they've got everything you need in there. So don't hesitate to sign up because you could be a winner, winner, winner. And it's painless. I love that part. Painless. All right, painless for me to say this as I bop in a different direction. What happened on Monday Night Football? The Falcons won, but you know what's interesting is they were beating the Buccaneers 17-7 when they went into the locker at the halfway point, and the Buccaneers made it more interesting. 24-21, the final score. Jameis Winston, almost 300 yards passing, but to no avail because the Bucs lose, and this was at home. The Falcons go to 9-5, so it was pretty impressive of Winston, who made these throws, crazy throws out of the pocket, found open windows, you know, found holes in the Falcons' coverage schemes, but it wasn't enough in the end. Just wasn't enough. So this is what happens. Falcons win. Falcons went to the Super Bowl last year. How far do they go this year? It's anybody's guess. Up for grabs. Week 16 is coming up. Oh, that's so scary to think of that. Week 16. Ooh. And by the way, because so many people called me to tell me they were going away early, I want to make sure everybody knows this. On Wednesday, in our final segment for our first hour, we will be doing Nail the Score. So Wednesday's show into Thursday, we'll be doing Nail the Score since a lot of people took, I guess, you know, Thursday and Friday off. I didn't even think about that. And it all starts with Saturday action. Colts and the Ravens. Vikings and the Packers. Wow. That's going to be an interesting one, I think. And you go through the list of what's left. The Eagles play the Raiders, the Cowboys and the Steelers. That's at AT&T Stadium. Pretty interesting what's left on the board for the 16th. And then the final week of the year. Wow, so we've been done 17 weeks of football. That blows me away to think about that. 17 weeks. Yeah. So while you're getting ready for the holidays, I will also be doing a couple of shows where we look back at the year and what were the big stories. Politics, sports, entertainment, financial, all that kind of stuff. We got like a ton of them. Of course we have a ton of them. A ton! And we'll be talking about them. What were the biggest things that happened on the good side, the bad side, and everything? I guess, you know, I don't guess, but everything in between. We need some good cheer. So who are those good Samaritans? Who are those people that are doing some unbelievable things? I think one of the coolest things that I heard was this mystery donor that dumped $200,000 in a Salvation Army kettle. That's pretty cool. And the celebration for that would be huge, I would imagine. The donor asked to remain anonymous, but he gave the organization a heads up that the hefty check was coming. The donor called to alert the staff that he was going to put a large check in a red kettle and to look for it, and it was legitimate. Wow. They said they were stunned to receive it, and this was in Minneapolis. Just stunned, but thrilled that they were getting such a huge donation. Surprise donations really give these organizations a boost because there's so many, you know, there's great causes and there's so many charities out there. I mean, there's just a ton of charities. So it gets tough, the competing for funding, for people to see the plight, see the cause, and to make a donation. So somebody doing that, say, calling, saying it's going to go in the red kettle, all of that is, wow, is pretty amazing, pretty spectacular, actually. And whoever actually saw the check, they had to feel really good. Oh. Really, really good. Some of you have written and asked me about John McCain's condition and how is he doing. You know, this guy is like the never quit fighter guy, right? They say he's feeling well in Arizona after he was hospitalized last week in D.C. with a viral infection. You know, this guy's been serving for 6 years, and, of course, he's battling an aggressive form of brain cancer. He was admitted last week to the Walter Reed National Military Center in Bethesda. His office said he got, you know, care for what was wrong with him. Doctors who aren't involved in McCain's care say that a patient's energy levels can be zapped, and that makes sense, zapped and sapped, and the immune system stressed while receiving radiation and chemo treatments, and it can make it difficult to shake off even the common cold. I saw that myself with some people around me. So it's fairly common, but you just try your best to buoy the person up and have them eating and feeling better and all of that, because you want them to have the energy. You want them to feel as good as they can feel, and that's the whole idea. So not for McCain, just a rough little run there, you know. And it's tough. Brain cancer is tough. We've talked to our pal Dr. Stieg, who we've had on this show. Seems like every month or every other month we've had him on, and he's talked about that. He's talked about a specific kind of brain cancer that we're talking about, and it's pretty wicked scary in going under what he's already gone through, and then trying to survive that is very, very tough. Very, very tough. One of the things that happens every year, of course, you know, is the people that we lose, like David Cassidy. We just lost David Cassidy in November, and he was famous for the Partridge Family and all his songs, like I Think I Love You, that they play over and over again on the airwaves. Charlie Manson died this year. He was 83 years old, and he was the leader and mastermind behind the 1969 deaths of actress Sharon Tate and several others. No matter where you are on the age spectrum, most likely you've heard of Manson. Liz Smith died, and she was a famous writer. She was known as Dame of the Dish back when that was popular, but she lived a long life, 94 years old. It's a pretty good life, I would say. Roy Halladay, I was saddened by this, as he used to pitch for the Philadelphia Phillies, but the Toronto Blue Jays pitcher, he's probably known best for that, was a two-time Cy Young Award winner, pitched a perfect game and a playoff no-hitter, died when his private plane crashed in the Gulf of Mexico in November, and he was only 40 years old. 40 years old, that's it. Ooh, boy, oh boy. Tom Petty, there's a shocker for you in October. He died at his home in Malibu, and he was 66 years old. Some of those we lost in 2017. Stay with us. More coming your way on the flip side.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
You're listening to the best of America tonight. Welcome to America Tonight, Mark Hardin. She's got a book called The Knockout. And as soon as I heard The Knock, of course, I know what The Knock means coming from a military family. And I'm wondering how many people understand what The Knock is. And, of course, The Knock is the story of a Navy SEAL, so already I'm intrigued, who was actually killed on a mission with his team in Afghanistan. Thank you so much for coming on, Mark.
I'm happy to be here, Kate. Thank you for having me.
So what inspired you to write this book?
Well, that's a really good question. It all started when my oldest son was going through Navy SEAL training. He was in BUDS, which is Basic Underwater Demolition SEAL. That's the training course that they do. And he was in BUDS Class 258. And his class started with 122, and only 26 of them finished Hell Week. And it was Thursday night of Hell Week, and I was woke up in the middle of the night. I'm like, oh, my goodness, it's Thursday night, and what's going on? He hadn't called, so I guess he's going to make it. And oddly enough, my little brother is a movie director, and he was over in Manila filming a movie. And I sent him an email at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I said, hey, what do you think about this idea for a story? And I have no idea what time it is in Manila, and he never replies to my emails anyway because he's always on a movie location. But oddly enough, about 30 seconds later, he sent me a text, an email back, and said, "Hey, that's a really good idea for a story. Write it down." And so that's where it all came from.
Wow. So you write the idea down, you wake up in the middle of the night, and was it one of those kind of moments where you couldn't wait to get started?
Exactly. And I started writing right then, and I wrote for about 2 or 3 hours, and then I finally thought, you know, I better go back and get some sleep. But anyway, and then the next day I called a couple of friends of mine that are in the military. One of them's a helicopter pilot, and another good friend of mine is a chaplain. And I kind of threw the idea at them, and they said, "Yeah, that's great." And so they helped me quite a bit with it. And then I have another friend who is a Navy SEAL in Virginia and or Norfolk, and he helped me with some of the other stuff, and it just kind of all fell together.
And so you talk about your son too. So obviously there were stories there. How proud are you of him? Because that's, you know, that whole Navy SEAL thing, just even getting in the program, trying to get through, is really tough.
Yeah, it was very difficult to get through it, and oddly enough, he got hurt in the middle of dive phase, and he ended up, they just had to give him medical discharge, so he never got to finish the whole program. But it kind of killed him, because that was his lifelong dream. But you know, things work out for the best all the way around. So, but I was very proud of him. We went out to see him the week after Hell Week was over, and it was pretty amazing. He was all beat up, and he introduced us to a couple of his friends that were with him, and it was just quite a deal, so we're very proud of him.
Yeah, and see, just getting through that is an accomplishment. That's what I meant. I mean, there's no question about it, no matter what happens from there. So The Knock, for people who don't understand that, where'd you pull the title, The Knock?
From one of my friends who's a chaplain in the Army in Oklahoma City, and I was visiting with him about the story, and of course he's had to do that unwelcome duty several times, and he said the worst thing in the world is when you walk up to the front door of a home that has a military family member who's deceased, and someone has to give them the bad news. And he said that the heart pounding that you feel when you're getting ready to knock on the door is just amazing. And so we were just talking about it one day, and I said, you know, that sounds like a good title for the story. And that's where it came from.
What are you hoping that people get out of this book, Mark? What do you hope they take away from this novel?
I think the thing that I would hope is that everybody would understand that freedom isn't free, that there's a price to be paid, and that there's men and women all over the world that are protecting us here at home, and they do it because they want to. They do it because they love America, and that's the part of the story that I hope that everybody gets out of the book, is that every once in a while, you know, it happens every day, really, actually, in America, that someone has to deliver that bad news, and that's the part that I want everybody to understand, that there is a price to pay and that freedom is not free.
Yeah, you mentioned too, and you know, amen to that. You mentioned the talking to your brother, the movie director, and then he finally gets back to you. So did he have any words of advice for you? Because he certainly understands plots and stories.
Well, it is funny that you mentioned that, because he said, just go ahead and write it down and then send it to me. And so it took a couple of months to get the story written down, and then I had a lot of help with some friends of mine that are in the military that gave me some good ideas, and my Navy SEAL friend gave me some good ideas, and then my helicopter friend gave me some good ideas, and my chaplain friend gave me some good ideas. But it was kind of funny that after I finished the story, I had it in an email. You know, I was writing it on my computer, and I emailed it to my little brother. And at that time, he was back in Canada filming another movie, and I didn't, you know, expect anything. And the next day, oddly enough, I got an email back from him. He goes, "The Knock rocks." That's all he said. And so I said, "Okay, it must be good."
There you go. What would you like to see happen with this book? Do you want to do another book? Do you want to do some kind of a sequel to it?
Actually, that's funny. I'm glad you mentioned that. The sequel just got released about a week ago. It's called The Healing, and it's a story about what happens a year later.
Wow. So there was more in you. You wanted the story to continue, and you wanted to finish it.
I did, and that's what the second book is, really kind of wraps everything up. It's exactly what happens 1 year later, and I'm not going to give the details out, but that's exactly what happened. I just, you know, I thought about it for about a year after I finished The Knock, and I thought, you know what, I kind of left it all just dangling there. I guess I need to wrap that up. And so I started with the next part of the story, and it ended up called The Healing.
Wow. So when you go back to the knock and we go back to writing that and then telling everybody you did it, what was, we know the reaction of your brother and that makes sense, and then some of the people around you trying to help you write it. But what's so interesting about you is you're also in the insurance business. To me, Mark, that's almost like a calling card. I wondered did you tell clients about it? Did you tell other people in the office?
Yeah, it was kind of interesting, Kate. I'm glad you asked that question. After the book came out, one of my friend who's the Navy SEAL was in Afghanistan, and I have another friend in Norman, Oklahoma that owns a radio station, and he said, you know what, why don't we do a book signing and for use all the people that wrote endorsements for your book, and we'll just do a book signing. And so it was kind of cool. My Navy SEAL friend flew in from Afghanistan, and then I have a couple of friends that my helicopter friend was in the National Guard. He came, and then my other friend who's a chaplain, he came. And then I have a couple of really good friends. Steve Owens, who won the Heisman Trophy at Oklahoma in 1969, was there. And then his little brother, Tinker Owens, who was on the OU National Championship in 74 and 75, they were there. So we had a really cool deal at the Sooner Fashion Mall in Norman, and they were all there for the book signing. And from there, all my friends found out about it, and it's been great ever since.
Wow. So Sooner Nation came out to support you. I love that. And that's, you know, that part of this is word of mouth. Obviously, there's, you know, millions of people hearing you on this show, but in your own world, there's people that are supporting you. Would you tell anybody that's listening, if they had a book in them, to just do it, to just write it no matter what?
I would, and it's funny that you mentioned that too, Kate, because I had several people that have come up to me and go, man, where did you come up with that? And I just kind of told them I just had the idea, and I started writing it, and it just kind of fell into place. And I've had several people that have said, well, I've got an idea. I always encourage them, well, write it down. You never know. It'll make you feel great to do something that you've always wanted to do. And, you know, after I got finished with it, I was like, wow, that was kind of cool. And then after I finished the second one, I thought, wow, that's really interesting. And what's really great about it is, Kate, is when people that you know or friends of yours will say, hey, that was really, you did a good job. And then what's really makes me really happy is when people that I don't know, someone will have given them a copy, and they'll either write me a note or call me or send me an email and say, hey, man, I really enjoyed both those stories. Thank you very much.
Now, what would be really cool is if the brother eventually gives you that call and says, you know what, maybe we should kind of write a script to this. Has that been wiggling around in your head? That, who knows, maybe you adapt it for the small screen even. It doesn't necessarily have to be a giant released movie. There's movies now that are being made, he can tell you that, all over the place for so many different venues. Do you even think like that?
Of course, and believe me, I've asked him about it a couple of times. So he's working on a new movie in Louisiana right now that'll come out next year. But I'm going to go down there and visit him in February, and we'll see if we can't maybe push him a little bit and say, "Hey, let's get something done here. What do you think?"
I love that. What do you do for fun? I mean, obviously you're a writer. You put together this plot, the story. You've had all these people help you, and I want to tell everybody again, the name of the book is The Knock. We're speaking with Mark Hartage, and you can pick up the book at Amazon's Easy, Lit Fire, etc. But what do you do for fun besides write?
Right now I'm on my way to Missouri to go on a hunting trip for the next 4 days, and then my family, we love to go snow skiing up in Colorado. My youngest son lives in Denver, so we go visit him a couple of times a year in the winter and go snow skiing. And then my brother-in-law lives on the lake in East Texas, so we spend a lot of time in the summer water skiing. So we have a lot of family time together.
Mark, you're a lucky guy. You know the right people, and they're right there in your family. So it's perfect.
That's true enough, Kate. You're exactly right there. I'm very, very lucky. Very fortunate and very blessed.
No kidding. All right, well, I love it. It'll be a great stocking stuffer for anybody listening. Again, the book is called The Knock, and this is Mark Hartage that we're speaking to, and you can pick it up at Amazon.com, Litfire Publishing. Really super easy to get it, and an easy, great, exciting read. Mark, thank you so much for coming on.
Kate, I appreciate you having me, and thank you very, very much. I really appreciate it.
Some mother was strong. She died laying down alone. A song in the air was dancing with her. I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to the best of Kate Delaney. Or TV broadcaster is one of the most stressful careers that you can have. I've done it my entire life, but now somebody has just told us so. CareerCast.com listed what the most stressful jobs of 2016 were, and that, you know, there's just periods of high stress that are unpredictable. And then there were 11 other factors that went into how they rated this, the jobs rated methodology, because if I'm not telling you that, you say, well, what does that mean? How come it's stressful? But certainly radio host or TV broadcaster kind of fell in the middle of the pack. Not the most stressful. You might be surprised by a few of the other jobs that were listed on their list. Who better to chat with us about this than Dr. John Huber? He is the chairman for Mainstream Mental Health, a nonprofit organization that brings lasting positive change to the lives of people that suffer from mental health issues. I love that. And he's in our virtual green room. Hey, Dr. Huber.
Hey, Kate. First thing,
Are you okay?
Some days I wonder. Is my pulse there? What's happening? You know what? It's not a surprise, I guess, because of deadlines, right? And the craziness. You don't have a regular life when you're in this life, whatever that is.
No. And the other side to that, you're in the public eye. So if you're frustrated, it's not something that you can easily do. I talked with another radio show host earlier last week, and he was explaining to me he had a time when he just started, and he had a young child, his son, who acted up, and he was giving his son consequences, and the lady next to him in line at the grocery store asked him, "Hey, aren't you so-and-so?" And he immediately goes, "Oh, no, I don't know who you're talking about."
Oh, that's brutal. And, you know, here's what's even worse. So for me, besides this fabulous job of being able to talk to so many interesting people and talk to callers, and we have a fabulous audience across the United States and beyond the borders of the United States, the other thing that I do is I speak. I go out and I speak. I talk about invading the man cave and helping people find their wow. How do they clearly, concisely, in a compelling way, describe what they do when they get the dreaded question of what do you do? And I find out that, of course, that is also stressful, because what are people afraid of? The fear of public speaking afflicts, you know, 75% of Americans. So I don't stand much of a chance. I might have to come down and see you for a weekend.
Well, I do phone consultations, so, you know.
That's crazy, huh? So what is it that I mentioned, the factors that they talk about? What are the stress factors? Obviously, deadlines, we said, in this particular field. But what else puts people at risk of this stress?
Well, competition, that fear that somebody's going to come up and take your spot. Some of the positions, you know, like the enlisted men and the police officer and firemen, those are jobs where you may not come home alive at the end of the day. So you've got that type of thing, the potential for physical harm. You also have the potential, or in some cases, the lack of potential for job growth. Where do you go from there? What's your next step? And then, you know, I do public speaking too as well. You never know. I mean, you've got a whole day, but then you gotta get on a plane and go fly and do your public speaking that night and then be back for your show the next morning. The travel part of it, it's all just very physically demanding.
Boy, yeah, absolutely. I agree with you there. What are some of the other jobs that fall on this list that CareerCast put out that you're probably not surprised about, since you are in the business of helping people, I'm going to say, feel better?
Right, and that's part and parcel to what I do. But, you know, the interesting thing with CareerCast, too, they also talked about they were looking for jobs specifically for people who have difficulty with anxiety and stress in the first place. So this is a little different poll than what we've seen. Of course, police, military, and firemen are always in the top 10 of these lists. But what surprised me next was the waiter job. I understand why it's stressful. I mean, they get blamed for stuff that's not their fault. You go into the kitchen and the chef or the prep chef has made the order wrong and you have to take it out to your customer. And then your money depends upon making the diner happy. And it's not their fault sometimes. The next one is taxi driver. Oh, I'm sorry. I'll let you talk there. I'm sorry.
Yeah, taxi driver. Yeah, that's okay. Go through the list. So taxi driver, because you don't know who you're going to get when they jump into the cab and what's going to happen and the traffic and all that.
And then you got the new competition with all the Ubers and those type of apps that are out there now. Of course, you said radio host and TV broadcaster. And again, you know, I'll make time for you if you need a call. Just, you know. then we got executives, top executives, corporate executives, and corporate managers. And that's not necessarily unexpected, but middle and high school teachers, middle school and high school teachers. Now, you talk about having to deal with hormones every day and kids who have no clue what's going to happen to them and how they're functioning and why they're upset about stuff. That's a challenge. I know when I was a school psychologist, I chose not to work in middle schools because it was just so up and down. Very scary. Cashiers. I'm sorry. Let's go back to the middle school or high school person. That
now I feel like I'm reliving those days over again.
So you totally relate to that.
Totally do. And then as I started saying cashiers next, somebody comes up there with a basket full of clothes at the Gap, or I don't know if I can say names of stores, but then you look down and there's not a price tag on it. And by the time somebody goes and gets the price tag, you got 20 people in line and they just wanted to pop in during their lunch hour. Pressure, stress, and then where's the job growth there? And a lot of people, you know, that's their livelihood, and they don't see a way out of that, so it becomes very stressful. The last
What is number one? Drum roll, please.
Salesperson. Now, think about it. You have a great year, and you're dooming yourself. All of a sudden, your quotas, everything goes through the roof, and you're dooming yourself to having a bad year the next year. So it's a catch-22. You do great, and they set your heights even higher, and then you don't do so great the next year. I have a friend who does commercial paint sales since, you know, 27 years, and he amazes me. He thrives in this position, and every year he comes back and he's making more money than the vice president in the company he's working for. It's amazing how some people thrive in it, but at the same time, if you have any issues with stress or anxiety, you're dooming yourself.
Yeah, no kidding. So, I mean, this would take forever, and we talk a lot about stress and what to do and et cetera. But give us the one-minute solution. What can you do when you're feeling overwhelmed?
Take a deep breath. You know, if you guys do any kind of exercising, when you stop and you breathe in and you try to catch your breath, those same type of inhale, hold it, exhale slowly. You know, breathe in through the nose. Count of 3, 4, 5, exhale, 3, 4, 5. You can do that at your desk. You can do it walking from one office to the next. You can do that between customers if you're that cashier. You can do it as your wait staff going from the table back to the kitchen. That's the simplest, most basic way to do that. Other than that, call a mental health professional. They can help teach you. Or go find a yoga instructor. They can do that too.
Yeah, what is it about yoga that's so calming? Is it because it's the breathing and stretching?
I think that's it. I mean, and I think I mentioned this before on your show. I do martial arts, and the first 20 minutes is yoga stretching and breathing and focusing your breath. And I do 3 to 6 hours a week of it. And my job's stressful, too. I mean, I have patients die on me, and I do my yoga breathing, my 15 minutes. I mean, I'm looking forward to tonight at 8 o'clock. That's like my goal at the end of the day is go get that hour in. Plus, there's nothing better than breaking a board when you're feeling a little stressed.
Boy, I so agree with that. Love it. Dr. John Huber, mainstreammentalhealth.org. That's where you can check him out. You can find him there. Thanks so much for coming on the show, and thanks to all of you for listening to this Hour of America tonight. Thanks, John.
Thank you, Kate. You're awesome.
Forward you go, because forward we know. Forward is coming as fast as our task to keep on. Just keep moving. If you're afraid of that forward thinking, taking your time for the dime and you're blinking, listening.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.